Hello, and welcome to another special Emmy episode of the Water Cooler Podcast. I'm your host, Joey Moser, and I am joined by two very special guests. HBO Max's The Flight Attendant has a sprawling cast with a tricky tone, but casting directors John Papsidiara and Beth Bowling worked with their colleague Kim Misha to create one of the most well-utilized new casts of the year. With producer Kaley Cuoco in on the casting process, Papsidiara and Bowling had the opportunity to cast actors who could slide easily between comedy and drama with such aplomb that they could handle anything creator Steve Yaki threw at them. Bowling also goes into detail about casting the younger version of Cuoco's volatile, unpredictable character. The Flight Attendant was my personal favorite show of 2020, and its casting is stellar. From Cuoco to Rosie Perez to Zosia Mamet, this is one of the best casts of the season. Sit back, relax, and enjoy, and we hope you will subscribe to the Water Cooler Podcast on your favorite podcast provider. I love this show. This was my favorite show of last year. I love how it just... it messes with tone, and I think Kaley Cuoco's a revelation in it. I keep saying that she reminds me of Goldie Hawn in this part.
She does, yes.
And I just think it's a wonderful, beautifully made, surprisingly very sensitive show that I was not expecting. It was sort of like a sucker punch to me. So first of all, just on that, I just gushed about the show. Second of all, I will say, I think what you guys do in casting is like the most fascinating thing, and it's sort of just like I sort of understand it, but I don't, and I'm fine with not being able to understand it, just because what you guys are able to see in somebody, I think it's one of the most fascinating like art forms, really, see someone in an audition room and, you know, get them through the process of doing it to create something that is really, really So I guess sort of...
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. Sort of wanted to know first, what was the most difficult role to cast?
That's a tough answer to come up with. We had a lot... finding Zosia for Annie was a tough one. There was a lot of great girls in that mix, you know, so deciding on that was really tough. Same with Rosie's role, you know, you wanted to find a mix of, and I just thought it was such a great role for her, and it would add such texture to the show. So I think those two were probably the hardest, you know what I mean, in looking and looking and looking. Mikhail fell into place pretty quick. Everybody, I mean, what's there not to love about him? So, you know, that felt pretty quick. And so of those, I think probably Annie and Rosie's role, probably the two toughest. I also think a lot of people probably came to the table on our team with preconceived notions of what those roles would be or how they would be. And I think both of them kind of turned what everybody was thinking they were going to be on its head a bit.
Okay. And that actually sort of goes in line with like the style of the show too, almost, because you think the show is one thing and it's really not.
It's very interesting you say that, because, you know, I am now in the middle of doing season two. We just started, and that's a, you know, again, that is kind of everybody's sensibilities. How can we make this fresh, and how can we make it different yet have its own stamp of what these actors and who these people are? So unique yet a little bit left of center in what you might see coming.
Yeah. Okay. We kind of touched on it a little bit, just the tricky, I keep saying tricky tone. I think the thing is, I think people keep, when the nominated phase one was going on and people were talking about like what should be nominated and stuff, I saw some people that were trying to, they were saying that the Flight Attendant has a lot of really dramatic elements to it, which it obviously does.
But why is it comedy?
I think that sort of like delineation is kind of like a tiresome thing to argue about, just because the binary of like what the categories need to be, like it just needs to go somewhere. I feel like the heart of it has a really sort of comedic edge to it, and Kaylee brings a lot of that with it too.
Kaylee brings a lot of that.
I spoke with Steve Yockey a little bit more towards when the show started, and he was talking about how he liked bending genre and he liked gliding back and forth. When you were doing casting a show like this that does that and embraces that, how do you have to calibrate that differently? What's that sort of like? Do you have to just make sure everybody's good at both?
I think you do have to calibrate it. You know, I mean, balance it throughout the cast. Mm-hmm. You know, Kaylee does bring a lot of that comedy and humor to it. And I agree, your Goldie Hawn, you know, comparison's really smart, because that is what Goldie was genius at, mm-hmm. you know, kind of being able to play both sides of it. And mm-hmm. I do think that, you know, when we were looking at it, like, you know, one character could be a little bit more outrageous, one could be a little bit more on the nose. It was about balancing the cast, both comedically and dramatically. So yeah, you want actors that can play both, but you also want to, you know, blend those colors that people bring to it, those actors bring to it, in different varying ways. You know, like mm-hmm. Nolan, you know, the Van White Nolan Funk role is pretty straightforward. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's an FBI guy. There's a seriousness to it, and a sarcasm and a cockiness to it.
Yeah.
That's very different than what we were kind of looking for with, you know, the Colin Buckley's role, Colin Woodell playing Buckley. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You wanted somebody that could, you know, bring comedy and humor and yet hide underneath of that, not be so distinct mm-hmm. that it jumps out at you. So I think it's about balancing all that. And, you know, one or two pieces can tip it one way or the other. And I think we did a really good job at trying to find that seesaw balance in this cast.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Beth. Go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just clearing my throat.
Oh, sorry.
This Beth Bowling says.
I'll have to figure out how I type that up. Yeah, let me see.
I do love the Goldie Hawn reference, because it does have, I mean, I always kept thinking of, like, I love this movie, so I cannot think about it, but Foul Play.
And her
outrageousness, but then you get caught in the drama and the high stakes of these ludicrous scenarios that she's in. Mm-hmm. So I think the comparison is very similar for me too about Kaylee and the show.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of Kaylee's for years. I was a big Bang Theory person. I was also, just because my husband he's a doctor, and I was always surrounded by doctors, and I was the blonde one that was a little odd out of everything. So maybe that's why I feel a little bit of kinship with
you weren't talking medical.
I know. I was like, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. So yeah. She brings something that is so, she really, like, yanks you, like, kind of through all the, like, the crazy absurdity and everything, but she infuses it with such humor and that, I mean, I'm sorry, I get to talk about her.
Yeah, no, and that she's able to ground it, you know? Mm-hmm. Kaylee's comedy, it is bringing such a huge part of who she is, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that is Kaylee. She is incredibly mm-hmm. funny, incredibly quick, and yet, you know, she's got real chops. So the fact is mm-hmm. that she's able to ground all that stuff and all those absurd moments is really, you know, it's a big part of who she is in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will say, with going on to the Kaylee train and the session for Kaylee, she's a good human. And it was, as a producer, it was trickle down from the top, because I think we've all worked on productions where the sets are not so happy, they don't run that smooth, but this was such a well-oiled machine, and I think Kaylee was a big part of that, mm-hmm. and it was the first show in New York to start shooting post-COVID, well, mm-hmm. during COVID, not even post, I mean, we're still
COVID. Yeah, we're still in it.
Yeah. I think that because it started shooting prior to the pandemic, and she set a great set and a family and created this whole energy on, you know, on set, behind set, cast, crew, everyone wanted to be there for her. And mm-hmm. so everyone walked into this unknown, getting things stuck up their nose every 2 days and putting literally their lives on the line to finish the show. And I think that has a lot to do with Kaylee.
Sort of going along with that, I mean, I had heard about how sort of, you know, involved she was with the process, with casting and everything as a producer, just strictly casting wise, what's it kind of like to work with somebody who is, you know, just like a really good human who was also the star of the show, like really be that involved? Is that something you guys like really like when you work on a project like this?
I did, you know, from the very beginning, I felt, you know, when I went in to meet with the team, mm-hmm. You know, I'd known Kaylee over the years and she had read with me a lot. Yeah. But, you know, we were passing friends. I mean, you know, we weren't close. And I have to say, she, you know, I felt incredibly supported in the room, an incredible connection. And throughout the whole process, she just showed up again and again and again. So I loved the process with her. You know, she is incredibly smart. She's perceptive about actors. She read with everybody. And yeah, I mean, Kaylee was in sessions and she wanted to read. She still does. More so than I'd like. Like, stop. Okay, stop reading. But it did feel like you were invited to her party and everybody was having a great time.
Okay, that's awesome. I love hearing it. I sort of want to ask about like the younger version of Cassie a little bit. I wrote down that lady's name and now I can't find my note.
Audrey Grace Marshall.
Audrey Grace Marshall.
Her name.
I feel like that's such a tricky part for multiple reasons. So not only it's a young person. She is acting, you know, towards the end with maybe the older version of the character she's playing. And she has to go through some of these really intense things that maybe some young actors may not get to, you know, have to do all the time. Can you sort of talk maybe the connection between like finding someone to sort of be the younger version of this volatile character? How does that sort of work from your end? If that makes sense. I'm not sure.
Auditions.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're looking for a child actor to portray a huge range of emotions, mm-hmm. it's that you have to read so many children, and it really, it's where they are. I mean, I think a lot of times it's where they are evolutionally in their life, emotionally, if they're in that same space, because that same child actor may not be able to handle that role 2 years later. But it's, you know, and then you have to deal with the physical appearance as well. That always is, I'm doing it right now. I'm trying to match 5 young kids to 5 actors. And it's a challenge, but always up to the task. Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually always curious when you have to do that, do you look for like a look first or do you have to like look for, do you latch onto a quality of them and they can sort of like, you know, help them make them look like a character like that? I think that is also a really, you know, really interesting thing because there are some moments where when she is acting with Kaylee, there is like this weird sort of like mind bendy thing with that because it's sort of like, oh, I can see how these are the same person. That makes sense. Okay. One of my favorite things was the fact that Rosie Perez is in this. I think at least from an audience standpoint, I've always felt that she was like an actor's actor. Like who doesn't love Rosie Perez? And I feel like the relationship between those two characters is very unexpected. And it is...
The evolution of that relationship over the whole season is sort of kind of trippy and really, really fun. I was wondering maybe what the casting process was like for Megan, and how did you sort of think of Rosie? Because when I found out she was in it, I was like, it doesn't matter what I mean. The rest of the show, I could not be interested in.
See, that's how I felt Rosie about Perez. It. That's yeah. how I felt about it from the beginning. And when I first brought up Rosie, the room basically was like, nah, we love her, but it's not really. That's why I mentioned the preconceived notions of what people come to the table with. Mm. And I just thought Rosie possessed not only a sense of humor and identity that you could lock into. What I didn't want is to for those flight attendants who are all wearing the same uniforms and, you know, doing the same kind of thing, to feel like one block group as opposed to individuals. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know, there's such a streetwise quality to Rosie and mm-hmm. such a unique person that, you know, that she brings to her characters. I just thought there'd be something really fascinating, you know, for Kaylee and Rosie to play in there. And that it would be a memorable member of that team. You know, it would really be a team that you could build around. So I kept banging that drum, and finally Kaylee did meet with Rosie in New York and they fell in love, and that, you know, always helps.
Yeah. And we all know John is a genius at his job, but I just thought it's actually one of my favorite pieces of casting in the show, because I think she was a revelation in a performance and her reveal. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone would have expected that. And I think, you know, I think it was just a really smart place for her to be and a smart role. And obviously she's getting accolades for it, but it was a great choice.
Yeah, again, so well-deserved and grounded and, you know, and work, because I think people can put, you know, actors in categories, mm-hmm. you know, that they can only do this, they can only do that. And I just thought, you know, a dramatic role with a little bit of humor and a little bit of mystery was such a cool way to, you know, kind of portray, you know, Megan in the show. Yeah. And Rosie just encapsulated that for me for some reason.
She really did.
There's something about, like, I kept thinking when I was watching the show, I was like, I haven't seen her in a role like this before. And I feel like we automatically, like, you know, like those preconceived notions, we automatically go to that, you know, street smart sassiness that we look for. She really took me by surprise. There's something about, like, there's something in just the scenes of her, you know, driving her son around, or like her in her like suburban house in the kitchen. There was something that I was like, oh my God, she's bringing something that I've never seen her do. And I wish that I, you know, didn't say that, oh, I didn't expect her to do that, because she's so good.
That's one of the great things about our job, personally, I think, mm-hmm. is like, we get to flip it on people and rediscover, reinvent people. I mean, we all know that Tarantino is a genius at that too, in some of his films. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay. I think with a lot of actors in this show too, like, you really, that, you know, that is a really big success of the show. Kaylee, Rosie, even some of the characters, like, if you want to think about, like, that Griffin's reveal at the end of the show, sort of, that blew my mind.
Yeah.
I think that his character brings a lot of humor and fun, and actually I love the you know, the quadrant of those four flight attendants together. Their chemistry is really great together. Okay. I guess one last question before I let you guys go is, I always want to know what you wish actors knew when you brought them into the room. Is there like one thing that you continually wish that working actors would just maybe, if it just relax, you're on their side, or something like that, that you kind of wish, or I guess maybe a piece of advice you can give to actors before you bring them in, what would that be?
Beth, you thinking?
Well, I will say I agree with you in the sense that, yes, we are on your side, and yes, we are your ally, and we want to help you, and we want to, you know, we want you to do your best, and we want to help get the best out of you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Auditioning is the hardest part. I mean, it's awful. Like, you know, sometimes actors have to walk into environments that are cold, crazy, you know, and auditioning is a whole different set of skills. Mm-hmm. So it's actually learning to just go with it and, you know, walk in, do your work, and actually have fun at it. It's another mm-hmm. opportunity to act. And if you love acting, then look at your audition as an opportunity to do what you love and that you're passionate about, have fun, and walk out of the room and say, okay, I did my best, and leave it, you know? And
yeah.
I could never do it. I mean, I have to, like, I say we audition for our jobs when we mm-hmm. our interviews, you know? So when I'm auditioning and I'm signing in a sign-in sheet and I say, oh, Alexa Fogel, Bernie Telsey was here, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
So I can feel for them.
Yeah.
I think it's confidence, you know, if I could give actors everything, it's confidence, you know, mm-hmm. To come in and believe in the choices that they made. And, you know, I guess I would tell them to make strong choices. Yeah. And it doesn't mean, you know, every line has to be imbued with some kind of, you know, crazy off the wall choice. But, you know, you also don't want to read it like the other 30 actors that have been in the room and just read what's on the page. Yeah. And I think that's one thing we really tried. And I think was this what this cast succeeded in was bringing a part of themselves to all of these roles. Mm-hmm. You know, TR, you know, is Davey. You know, TR's got a huge heart and an emotional, you know, well inside him. And, you know, that's part of the quality of Davey. You know what I mean? He cares more about his sister on some level than he does about himself. And he's willing to be there for her. And so I think, you know, I think all these actors were able to kind of imbue that in their roles. And, you know, it's also the writing, you know, I mean, there's enough of what was on the page that actors could see something behind it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they all did a really great job of not just playing, you know, straightforward, but trying to get as many layers as they can on the performances, you know, and that starts with the writing as well.